Welcome everybody to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, it's officially April.
It is.
We made it past April Fool's Day.
We did, and I survived it. But we are 16 days away from Battle Lines. I cannot wait. We are a little over 2 weeks away.
You know, speaking of April Fool's Day, you know, one of the members of our roster, their birthday is April Fool's Day, don't you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What'd you get Donde for his birthday?
Oh, crap. I got to remember where I dropped Donde off at. Donde, I tell you what, Donde's Donde, you know? Me and him have history, you know? He's the reason why I had a therapist and I can't travel. Got my car back finally. Took a
Which
lot.
Which state aren't you allowed in again?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of countries I'm not allowed in. Oh, here we go. Dardar's already started.
Boo, Scott. Oh, we got Brandon saying hi, Scott, and camera guy. Dardar, what's up? Yeah, Scott's here. Scott's always here unless, Donde has an appointment.
Exactly.
We got Benny in the chat. Good. Got a feeling the infamous Dardar will show up. Well, yeah, she already did.
Yeah, she's already made her point known. She wasn't very happy with me, you know. Oh,
Donde's already in the chat too. Referee Scott, come get me. It's right. It is raining.
It is raining. I just got to figure out where I left him at. I need to put a tracker in his bag, but I don't want to go in his bag because you never know what's in his bag because you never know what he's going to pull out of his bag.
Yeah, I mean, this past weekend at IWA Productions at the Mount Vernon Rumble, we pulled a hand out of his bag.
Yep. That was interesting.
Sid told him to give him a hand, and he quite literally did.
Yeah, he did. He threw a hand in there, and I don't know where he got it from. Of course, I don't know. I mean, he did pull a baby out of that bag one time. So you never know with Donde.
Did you ever find out where the baby came from?
No. I guess it was a mix up at daycare. Somebody left with Herman and he left with somebody's kid. So I guess it was a mix up. That's what I was told.
But, for anyone who wasn't able to make it, there was actually a big development at the Mount Vernon Rumble.
Yes.
And that was that, believe it or not, PYT's getting stronger.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've seen it with the adding members of Marco Hendricks. We've seen it with Tobias Storm. And now, with them joining their newest acquisition, I mean, they're almost unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, look at this here. Yo, Deering, Playboy, taking on Chris Thomas for the IWA Productions heavyweight title. Somebody in a mask came in and actually struck Chris Thomas with the IWA Productions heavyweight title.
Yes.
And then after that,
it was revealed yeah,
to be Chris Cutler himself joining PYT.
You know, a former light heavyweight champion, Chris Cutler, I mean, he is a rising star in IWA Productions, and now with that PYT stamp on him, I mean, it's just going to be I don't know what to say. I mean, they're officially unstoppable now with all these members. Now they keep adding more and more.
Yeah. I mean, just absolutely look at this stable here, the power and dominance.
I mean, you know, Playboy did say 2025 would be the year of PYT, and we've seen it with the adding of Marco Hendricks, Tobias Storm, and now Chris Cutler.
I mean, we know that Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks are going to wind up having their eyes set on the NGW Tag Team Championship. And Chris Cutler could potentially be another good contender for the Lightning Division Championship as well.
Yes. I mean, you know, he is a former IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Champion, so I don't see a problem with him going after that Lightning Division Championship at one point.
Yeah, Brandon, we've got a Benny and Brandon in the comments saying Cutler, really, Chris had to join them. Boo, PYT. You know, well, as Scott was saying, he is former IWA Productions light heavyweight champion. He is the he is a former Ignite heavyweight champion.
Yes. So, I mean,
so he's held gold in multiple promotions.
Yeah, he's not no stranger to holding gold. And I mean, obviously, I can see why he's a rising young star. I can see why PYT was able to get him. And I mean, now with Cutler added into it, you know, what is this going to mean now? You know, we're going into, now we got a new member.
Yeah, it's incredible that they just keep adding more and more people. It makes you wonder, as they're adding more and more people to PYT, are they going to wind up, you know, with a little bit more control within the promotions that they appear in?
I mean, you know, well, IWA, they got all the control in the world because they have the owner of IWA Productions, Billy Ray, yes, a member of PYT. So they run IWA Productions. They do whatever they want. And speaking of Mount Vernon Rumble, we're going to talk about a couple things from the Mount Vernon Rumble. Let's talk about the winner of the Mount Vernon Rumble. Thanks to a little interference from PYT, Sid Holland. Now it is going to be Sid Holland versus Playboy WH for the IWA Heavyweight Championship.
Yes. PYT actually pulled Chris Bean out over the top row after Chris Bean eliminated Tobias Storm.
Yes.
And pretty much just handed the victory to Sid Holland.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we had to make a decision, me and the other referee over there. We had to make a decision because his feet did touch the ground. So we had to declare it a elimination. So by that way, Sid Holland won the Mount Vernon Rumble,
and he went over the top rope.
Yes, he did. And his feet did hit the ground.
There's nothing on the rule books that says that you have to be thrown over the top rope by somebody currently in the ring.
Nope. So, you know, Billy Ray was clear to make that out to me that he did go over the top rope and his feet did hit the ground. So we had no choice, but we had to eliminate Chris Bean. So, you know, Sid Holland. But let's talk about the second part of the Mount Vernon Rumble. We had another entrant in the Rumble that was kind of a little bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Camera guy?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting Dale to get in there.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not talking about Dale. We're talking about camera guy getting in the Mount Vernon Rumble.
Yeah. There's actually we actually have a little bit of footage here of
I can't wait. I can't wait to see
seconds
this.
Of fame there.
I can't wait to see this.
Let's pull that up here.
I mean, now, you know,
see, I thought I had a pretty foolproof strategy.
It worked. I mean,
my camera has a flash on. If I can blind people, maybe I can last a little bit longer here. But I mean, think with Savage living down in the dungeon that a camera flash would be a very effective means against him. But
you think so? I mean, it worked out that way. It worked for Billy Ray and it worked for Chris Cutler. But then when you snap Savage, it didn't really affect him.
Twice.
And, you know, he was like, I seen you were like, yep, I'm not doing this. I'm good. And you kind of just.
Well, and then Sid came over and I thought he was coming over to help me, but he took my camera and decided that was the perfect opportunity for a selfie.
Exactly. I mean, you know, but you know, at least your camera didn't get broken, you know?
Yeah. Benny's saying they saw it this morning. And he loved it.
I mean, was your, you know, was that a surprise? Were you like just standing there and all of a sudden they heard your name and you're like, what the heck is going on?
Well, no, I was standing ringside and I heard Def Leppard's Photograph start playing. And I was thinking to myself, oh, that's a cool song. I wonder who's coming out to that. And then Dale stands up and looks and points at me. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, at least, I mean, you know, Donde could have took over for camera guy for a minute there, but, you know.
Yeah. Yes, baby, the camera was safe. Nothing happened to the camera.
Yeah. I think Sid saved it there.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sid for, granted, he didn't help me out. He took a selfie, but he did prevent the camera from getting damaged. And I was able to just go right back to work after being eliminated.
Exactly.
But you know what, Scott? I think that's enough about this weekend. I think that we should probably go ahead and get to our wonderful guest tonight, who's actually going to be giving us an address on the current state of New Genesis Wrestling. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to High Voltage the co-CEO of New Genesis Wrestling, Phoenix Quinn.
Hi, guys.
Hold on, let me put you where you belong, right here, Center State. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. You know, I had to make sure this week I had to answer all those emails he sent me to make sure I'm in good standing with the boss, you know.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of infractions that we had to talk about. Otherwise, it was going to be a really, really bad email. So thank you for responding. I've been working all day on emails, so you should have your answers in all of them. Okay. But we are good for battle lines, sir.
All righty.
I see you have that marvelously beautiful, brand new NGW Women's Championship right beside you.
Shiny, ain't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That is a big topic tonight, sir. Congratulations on being in the Rumble. I did see all that.
We got Dardar saying, yay, Phoenix, and telling Scott to hush.
That's, you know, that's what she does.
House for, yeah, Brandon.
Dardar is my number one fan.
She is PYT's number one fan, which means she's your number one hater. But that's a whole other subject. You know this.
Yeah, that,
you
is
know, true. Dardar, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Phoenix is better than Halbert.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Phoenix has never come on in our show and made a guest angry.
Yeah.
No, not as far as I know. I mean, I irritate PYT every time I speak or look in their direction, but, you know, that's normal. So I don't really pay attention to that anymore.
I know a PYT by just breathing, so it doesn't matter.
You know, it's part of their charm, I guess.
Exactly.
So,
even though you heads with PYT, Dardar still loves you, Phoenix.
Oh, I'm sure she does. I see her every single show. She is a great, great, great girl, and she's one of our best fans. So yes,
yeah.
Right back at you, Dardar. Oh my goodness, where do you guys want to start?
I mean, well, you know,
let's go ahead and start with what we have coming up on April 19th
for
Battle Lines.
By the way, the posters, I give my team credit. Those posters are phenomenal and look amazing. So
wonderful. And this full set here of our heroes, our villains, and the main event match of Ricky Cruz versus Dex Roswell, there will be a limited run print of those available for purchase at the show. There's only going to be,
yes,
20 complete sets available for purchase. So if you want one of the complete sets, you will want to make sure you get there early. And the best way to get there early is to get your tickets online at ngw.ticketleap.com. You get your tickets online, you get in 30 minutes early, and you're almost guaranteed to be able to get a full set of those.
Yes. Yes, I would agree with all of that.
And also, you can come in and pick what seat you want to sit at. You get to pick the best seat.
Yep. Yep. All you got to do is talk to security and tell them where you want to sit. Oh, my goodness. So,
my goodness. We have Navi Kai in the comments.
Yes, Navi. You know, and speaking of Navi, we did find out last week when we had the Diamond Marco Hendricks on that it will be at Battle Lines. It will be Navi Kai versus Marco Hendricks.
Yep. I thought that was a great match. I thought that you have your perfect matchup, skill set and charisma and everything. And we'll just have to see what they do. But that I love that matchup. I'm so glad I made that match.
Yeah. And then we also
what's the next poster? Nope. What's the next one?
Oh, next one. Well, let's bring up the next poster that we have. They've already announced matches, and that will be the Lightning Division Championship match with Logan Ridge, Sid Holland, Tobias Storm, and the reigning, defending, somewhat controversial champion, Preacher.
Why so controversial?
Well, I've heard comments from people saying that Preacher can't be a legitimate champion because when TJ Kellis won the title, he was never actually announced as the winner, so Preacher shouldn't have been able to cash in on him.
So I've been in talks with the council, and I've been in talks with Halbert about this, and yes, it is controversial. We do understand what it is, you know, all about. We understand what happened, but bottom line, Preacher is the current champion. So until somebody wants to take it away from him, which I don't know, we'll see what the boys do in this four-way. Yep. He's the champion, and that is it. Because truthfully, me, Halbert, you know, a couple of my booking team, we've reached out to TJ. Our calls go unanswered. He does not respond to emails. So I have no idea where TJ Kellis is in order to do whatever or to talk to him about how he feels about this or whatever. We have not heard from him since that night. So it is a controversy, but I don't have the other side of it because I can't find him.
Well, that explains why he's not involved in this matchup.
Nope. I've like I said, we've reached out. I actually reached out this morning and it's 7 o'clock at night and I have not heard from him. So I would not expect to, I would not expect to see him in the four-way match. So I don't know where he is. If anybody sees him, please let me know, but I don't know where he's at right now.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen him since then either, I believe.
Yeah. And I mean, nope. You know, that match, I mean, you got Preacher, Sid, Tobias, and TJ. I mean, that is just four of the top stars at NGW going after that Lightning Division. I mean, that is going to be a match. I mean, it's almost a main event match. I mean, we pretty much have two main events, that one between that one and Dexter and Ricky.
Yes, that one I'm greatly looking forward to. I was actually approached by those two, and they decided they wanted to do this one. They decided they were ready to battle, and we're better to do it than Battle Lines. So,
as you know, we've had both Dexter Roswell and Ricky Cruz on High Voltage. And yes. Dexter has stated that he's ready for any and all challengers. And yes. Ricky stated that the thing he always has his eye on is gold.
Well, he's the king of chaos for a reason. He has his eye on something and he goes for it, and Dexter as well. Dexter champion for a reason. He earned it. He earned it in his match. He is a fighting champion and he's defended it against Mickey Midas. Twice now, I believe.
And CW Graves.
And CW Graves. And yeah. I think that this is a very good match. I think they're both determined. One determined to hold it and one determined to take it. So we'll just have to see what that ends up being.
Yeah,
truly a battle line match. Absolutely.
But we also do have that little thorn in the side of this match with that current Right to Fight champion, Playboy Double H.
Yeah. Yeah. I've threatened to take that away a couple times. Yeah, he does have the right to fight now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been kind of a little all over social media too with little things like this here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He can keep doing that. He can keep, you know, messing with all the he can keep messing with all of, you know, the posters. He can keep claiming that it's PYT's year. He can keep doing whatever he wants. It does not change the path that, you know, the council has sent NGW on. So, yes, he is the right to fight champion, but we'll have to see what he does with it.
Well, speaking of PYT, Dardar actually sent a question over a second ago about PYT. Hey, Phoenix, how do you feel when you fight with PYT? Even if I'm a PYT fan and a Scott hater, I'm still a great fan.
To fight with PYT. Truthfully, most of the time I fight with him because I find it entertaining. I am co-CEO. I employ PYT. They are great. I will tell you this. They are a great talent to have. Marco, Playboy himself, Tobias, you know, they are all fantastic. However, sometimes egos need to be checked, and that is where I come in at. So, they can be the best stable in the world. They can have the best talent in the world. Doesn't mean you're going to get what you want. So that's where PYT stands. I have great respect for them. However, they're not going to move me for what I want to do. So hopefully that answers your question.
And one thing I also should probably mention is that I brought this poster up is that this is actually one of the posters that will be available in that complete set available for purchase. And my understanding is that PYT and Playboy don't get any bonus for that.
No. If you're going to put your own poster out because you know, it's the year of PYT, you don't get it for that. Sorry. You get no bonus. You get no pay raise. You're doing your job. So,
and we got Benny agreeing with you that they are a really great talent. And one thing that I find most enjoyable about PYT is, you know, what I call their creative tactics, because their creative tactics always make wonderful photos.
Their creative tactics are annoying. They're annoying. It's okay. You can say it.
Yeah.
Great photos, but annoying. But that's okay.
Well, Marco found out at Madness and Mayhem that their creative tactics can lead them to being ejected from ringside, so they weren't very happy with that.
Well, I mean, that you did exactly what you are contracted to do. So exactly, if Playboy or PYT has a problem with that, they are more than welcome to come talk to me.
And now we have the newest member of PYT you have to deal with now, Chris Cutler.
Oh, yeah. I was actually trying to figure out what I wanted to do with him, considering, you know, he's a member now. So, newsflash for Battle Lines. I finalized this one.
Hold on. I got something for this.
You got something for what? Breaking news. I actually signed the contract today and got it finalized. The newest member of PYT, Mr. Chris Cutler, will be going up against Jerry Morgan at Battle Lines.
Wow, yeah. Oh.
So that actually leads me to a question is that, you know, last month, Playboy didn't have a match on the show.
Yep. And you are right.
So far, we've announced a match for Marco. Yep. We've announced a match with Tobias. And now the newest member of PYT, Chris Cutler, he just had a match announced.
Yep. Sure did.
Right here. What about Playboy? What's Playboy's match going to be?
Oh, so Playboy and I have talked. He said he, you know, he was looking for a match. However, it was his birthday weekend and he was taking it off And everybody in PYT can take care of his business in the absence. He is trusting the members of PYT. And since, you know, Playboy does as Playboy does, I took him at his word and said, okay, fine. So I guess he's going to go chill on his boat or chill on the beach. And I guess we'll see what the rest of PYT does without Playboy.
So we're going to have no Playboy at Battle Lions.
That is what my email said.
Oh, man.
Unless I get something between now and then.
Can we have, like, confetti guns and, like, balloons and, like...
Now, see, here's the deal, Scott. No matter what my email says, if Playboy wants to do something, Playboy's going to do it, whether or not I tell him yes or no. Yeah, so we're just going to enjoy the peace and see what the rest of PYT does.
Yeah, we do have the other members of PYT, so, you know...
I think we just broke Dardar's heart.
Oh, Dardar will be fine. She's got the rest of PYT there. It'll be okay. I promise.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the newest member, Chris Cutler, in action.
I mean, yes, you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the king of PYT does what the king wants to do, so I can't really do anything about that.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what... Being able to see Jerry Morgan in action in NGW again, that's great. And we haven't seen Chris Cutler in action in NGW in quite some time as well.
We have not, no. So that was a good match. I felt good signing that this morning. So,
yep, as we said earlier, I mean, Chris Cutler, champion across multiple promotions. Same with Jerry Morgan as well.
It'll be an interesting match, I'm sure. It always seems to be.
Jerry Morgan is the current champion in Ignite. Oh, I don't remember. I'm gonna get kicked for not remembering the name that he currently holds.
I don't.
Outburst champion.
Is that what he is?
Yes, the Outburst champion. Yes.
I'm to be honest, I don't. Jerry Morgan's credentials are kind of new to me. I've only been dealing with him for a while. That was Halbert's thing, and I had to take it over. So, honestly, I don't know much about his accolades at the current moment in time. So, I guess that'll be in a stack on my desk for me to reveal.
Yeah, yes. Both men absolutely accomplished, wonderful talent.
So, I sent you something earlier. I sent you quite a few things. For the breaking news and posters and stuff, right?
Yes.
You got one left to put up for Battle Lions?
One that has,
I think, the tag team champs in it?
Oh, yes.
The other match champs that I am very much looking forward to seeing, it was well-deserved, well-earned. At Madness and Mayhem, Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele, the fam, became... two-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
The first two-time.
However, they had somebody that wants to put them on warning. Go ahead and play it.
New Genesis Wrestling, we're here to tell you right now, the boys are back. And we're looking for trouble.
So, with a message being sent like that to me, I had no choice but to make this match. I think they're going to regret what they sent. But, however, the boys, Derek Gage and Bud Gallows, will face the fam for those tag team championships at Battle Lines.
Yeah, hashtag what? Hashtag wham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems to be the tagline.
I mean, yeah. You know, we did see the boys team up. Well, not team up, but they were in the Mount Vernon Rumble. So now that they're coming into NGW, we do have, you know, Bud Galloway is a returning member of NGW. He fought for the Lightning Division title at one time. But now he has formed a tag team with Derek Gage. And they seem to be making quite an impact wherever they go. And now they're looking to come into New Genesis Wrestling and make a statement, trying to go after those tag team titles.
To be honest, they are since they, I mean, they literally just got my email address, sent that to me and said, make the match. They are men of very few words. So we shall see what they do when they're up against our champions.
Yep.
So we'll see how well the boys do.
Yep. And the fam are not
a little bit of split in the comments here. We got you going, yeah, like Brand going, fam will keep the title. Dardar's rooting for the fam. Benny says, who? Clearly I haven't watched enough shows. Wait, bud. Yes, bud.
Yep. You know, the fam is looking to make everybody realize why they are the first ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champions. They're looking to defend that title. And the boys, you know, they're trying to make a name for themselves. I mean, is it going to be enough to go against the fam? I mean, we're going to have to see a battle lines. I mean, with those tag team titles on the line, hopefully they bring their A game because I know the fam will.
Well, I mean, I agree. They better. Otherwise, they're going to get buried.
Yep.
The fam has talked to me plenty of times about, you know, give us new talent, you know, to go against, give us anybody. We'll defend them. It's what we do. We'll keep them and everything like that. And I'm willing to throw, you know, new tag teams at them if that's what the tag team wants to do. They know full well who the first time two-time champions are. They know who they are. They know who they want to go up against. So they sign on the dotted line. The rest is up to them, not up to me.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that is going to be a good match. I mean, you know, the boys are not familiar with NGW or NGW's not familiar with them, but, you know, they are looking to make a name for themselves in NGW. So we'll have to see in a couple weeks. We're only 16 days away from Battle Lens.
Yep, the countdown has begun.
Yep, and we've got...
Yeah, and I mean, you are displaying that women's title. I mean, let's talk about that women's tournament. You know, we did have an endless winner. We did have the first qualifying match between Lexi Green. It was supposed to be against Nyx, but a debut and Serena Black, you always have a plan B. So we have Lexi Green advancing in the first round. And then at Madness and Mayhem, we had, you know, Shaza in there advancing. So now we have two women advancing. We have Shaza and Lexi. You know, this tournament is just getting started. I mean, I can't wait to see where this tournament goes.
Well, that brings us to Battle Lines. So, as far as I know, this is breaking news too. Am I right?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, I love it.
This is breaking news. That's a record. I mean,
we just spent Halpert's money for that breaking news, so we might as well use it. So,
yep, sure did. That was not mine. So, as I've said, I get a lot of emails, I get a lot of phone calls, I get a lot of whatever. So I get a phone call about a week ago. And it is your favorite goddess of the night, Nyx. So, as you mentioned, in Endless Winter, it was supposed to be Lexi versus Nyx, right?
Yep.
Nyx mysteriously could not make it. I made a plan B. We all know how that worked. You just told us how that worked.
Yep.
Well, I get a phone call that says, check your email. And she hangs up. Okay. So I get an email, and it is a note saying that she is now cleared for in-ring competition.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what would the fans want to see? What would the fans want to see? Well, they want to see Nyx. She is a member of this women's tournament. They want to see her in action. So I'm like, okay, I need to put her against somebody. So I made some phone calls. My booking team made some phone calls. And we got ourselves a match. But instead of me telling you, I believe you have footage to explain it for me, right?
Yes, I do. Should we start? Let's go. Nyx?
Yep.
Hello, my good people at New Genesis Wrestling. It's me, your friendly neighborhood goddess of the night, Nyx, coming to you live from the land of your dreams. Now, you see, I'm having a bit of a dilemma. because I was supposed to come and see y'all back in January for Endless Winter in the tournament that was going to get me that women's title. But somebody by the name of Lexi Green decided that she was going to try to take me out so that I couldn't be a part of said tournament. Now, Lexi, where you slipped up at, sis, is you didn't kill me. And that was going to be the only way to stop me from getting what I deserve. So now that I'm cleared and now that I'm back at it, I'm going to knock down every single female in my path, starting with a Miss Lilith Grimm. No disrespect, sis, but I'm putting you to sleep first. And every other female that gets in my way, especially Lexi Green, y'all gonna get this work. So get all your beauty sleep, say all of your prayers, because the goddess of the night and the Lady Thanos of the wrestling business is coming for you. Sleep up, sis.
So in response to that, she named her own opponent. Okay, cool. So I then reached out, and then I got this in my email today.
April 19th, Lilith Grimm returns to Illinois for one of the best reasons that I could return to a state that I have not been to in a long time. And that is for New Genesis Wrestling's first women's championship in the form of a tournament. Oh, I love tournaments, and I love championships. I have been the champion of many promotions across the country at the same time even, and I'm also no stranger to being the first champion of a promotion. I have held that honor from many places. This will be another one that I get to represent, because I'm going to come in and I'm going to show everyone what Lilith Grimm, the Warhammer, is all about. You know, Nyx, you better get ready, because I'm going to destroy you. You are formidable. You are strong and you are gorgeous, and this match is going to be spectacular. We are going to give them a show. That is for sure. But at the end of the day, I will hold my hammer high. I will hold that title high, because every war has its hammer, and that is why Lilith Grimm, the Warhammer, will be the NGW Women's Champion April 19th.
We already have excitement for this in the chat. Yeah. We got Benny going, yay, Nyx. Brandon saying that Nyx is going to win the match in the title. And Bay going, Lilith Grimm, huh? Interesting. I have to agree with that.
So I will not lie to anybody at New Genesis Wrestling. I have seen both of these women before we even contacted them to come when we started trying to figure this out. They are two powerhouses that I am so looking forward to seeing. It will truly be, and we say this about every women's match, because I think all of our contestants, all of the women wrestlers that we get, they are formidable. They are awesome. Everyone we've seen has their own style and charisma and talent. My goodness, so much talent. These two are the two powerhouses that I think are just going to break against each other. And I'm looking forward to seeing whose hand is raised at the end of it. Because you have the Warhammer and you've got Lady Thanos, the goddess of the night, is, you know, her moniker. So I don't know, guys. I signed that with a quickness and told them I would see them on April 19th.
Yeah, I mean, this women's tournament.
Saying he saw Nyx wrestle. She's an amazing wrestler. Benny's saying it's going to be the first time that he's seeing these two. Dardar, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Lilith, I mean, she said it in her promo. She hasn't come back to Illinois for quite some time. So she is She's making a trip, so let's see what the Warhammer does.
You know, and Loa did say that she's no stranger to winning a tournament to crown a first ever champion. She's done it a couple times, so she's looking to make a name for herself, and so is Nyx. I mean, you know, we knew this tournament was going to be a lot of debuts, a lot of firsts for New Genesis Wrestling, and I mean, this match, I mean, we're three matches into this tournament. I mean, what a match. I mean, you know, we were supposed to get Nyx and Endless Winter, but that didn't happen. But now we finally get Nyx and now her and Lilith. I mean, that's another match I cannot wait for.
Well, and I think that, again, talking about all of the women wrestlers as a whole, you have a lot of champions in there. They've all held belts respectfully. They've all been in tournaments respectfully. I mean, I think all of them, knowing them from the shows and which ones have came and, you know, went and stuff for the shows, I think any one of them would actually step to any man possible if they had to. But that's what makes the women's division so awesome, is that you see so many different personalities, but yet so much talent, and they would do anything to hone their craft, just like any other person, any other talent at New Genesis. And that earns and makes a women's division that is top notch and fantastic. That is what I'm most excited for.
Yep. And all of them are looking to make a statement, not only to to win the championship, but to be the first ever NGW women's champion. A lot of them are looking to make history, you know.
And history is, and as I've told each and every one of them, every single match is history in the making. Every single match is history in your books. Every single match proves something. And all it does is prove that New Genesis, with, you know, thanks to my booking team and my talent, you know, squad, makes our women's division the best around. And that is what we at New Genesis wanted. I want the best.
The thing about that we keep saying about history, though, is that history in wrestling has been made in Muscoda, Illinois, in women's wrestling, because the first ever women's tag team match to take place in the state of Illinois took place in Muscoda 65 years ago.
Yep. Yep. I think that was interesting piece of history. I did not know that until one of my council members told me, but I did read that article, and I think it's very, very cool that we're able to bring that history back alive and not even be aware of it until it surfaces. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, and now we have the chance to, you know, give Muscoda its own women's champion.
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, last year we did have several women's matches for NGW, but now this year, not only are we having more women's matches, but they are being on the platform that they deserve. They're getting the recognition they deserve. They're getting the title that they deserve. And they're getting front and center. So now we are bringing the best women's wrestlers here in Southern Illinois, I think so, in New Genesis Wrestling.
And I think that one of the future plans, I've talked with it with my booking team and my talent squad, that one of the things that we want to do is, you know, we will crown the first champion. But that doesn't mean that the division goes stagnant. We will consistently bring in good talent. We will consistently bring in great wrestlers. We will consistently make the division better, just like every other division we have in New Genesis Wrestling. We strive to be the best, and I plan on making it that way.
Exactly, because whoever wins this tournament is going to be a fighting champion, and we are going to have a lot of contenders for that championship, you know, later on. It's going to be – I mean, the women's division is going to be phenomenal in New Genesis Wrestling.
That's my goal and my hope. And if everything works out according to my plans, it sure will.
Now, let me just bring this article clipping up here from the Muscoda Herald, November 9th, 1960, about the first women's tag match in the state of Illinois being presented on Friday night, November 11th, 1960 in Muscoda, Illinois.
Wow. I'm speechless at that piece of history. It's a piece that would have never been brought up if I did not have a historian on the loo on my council. And I think that that is a great thing to have. It's great history to impart upon people. and to continue on with it to the next generation.
Exactly. It's great to be able to just keep contributing to the history of wrestling in the state of Illinois, in Muskogee.
Yes. Speaking of history in the making, I have a side note. Has nothing to do with divisions. Just has something to do with New Genesis Wrestling. You guys want to hear of it?
Sure.
Of course. Do I need to bring up breaking news again?
No. No, this one's not breaking news. It's continuing news for once. So, as you know, we're involved in Wrestling for a Cure. As I say at every show, we at New Genesis, it's near and dear to our heart. It's something that we do. So I happened to check the standings to see what place we were in and to see, you know, how we can, you know, better help Wrestling for a Cure. The Wrestling for a Cure representatives are at all of our shows. They enjoy it. They're always over there with their table. We actually, as of March 17th, we are in first place in the standings as far as raising money for St. Jude's.
Wow.
And I would like to continue that and make that even better to where we can't even be touched. So for all those that are at the show and stuff like that, stop by the representative table, see what they got, talk to them, see what it's all about. If you got it, give it. It's for kids. We got to do research. We got to make sure that the kids are taken care of. And that is near and dear to my heart. So that was a side note for you. I wrote down just to remind yourself.
Yep. And we do have the current Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion, Sid Holland, will be there too, you know, in that
Fatal 4. Yes.
So not only do we have Wrestling for a Cure at every show, but we also have the heavyweight champion.
We do.
Brandon, I assured at the last show, he loves it.
Yeah.
Good. I'm so glad.
Well, you know, being on top is really great, but we need to keep really pushing, though.
Yes. So. Yes. That is my goal.
NJW set a goal of the amount that we as a promotion are trying to hit?
I mean, this is our first year being outwardly involved in it. Myself, a couple of the council members, we have done our part because, of course, it's near and dear to our heart. But as a company, this is our first year, you know, doing it and, you know, promoting it and, you know, being a sponsor of it and, you know, getting out there. I mean, I have a total in my mind, but I can't speak for anybody else on the council but myself. I would like to see $1,000. I would like to see either $1,000 or $1,200. I believe the Wrestling for a Cure event is July 12th. So I would like to see it before then or as close to as possible, but that's just the goal I have in my mind. So we shall see. Anything is good. I would like to, yeah.
I mean, it seems like every show we have, everybody comes out and they always donate for Wrestling for a Cure. We're always getting up there in the numbers, which they show the support for Wrestling for a Cure. And I'm actually looking forward to, because this is the first year I'm actually going to go to Wrestling for a Cure. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I was supposed to go last year, but it didn't work out. But this year I'm going to be going representing New Genesis Wrestling. So I'm excited about that.
I believe I'll be there behind the table, so I'll see you there.
What's our current number?
Current number, we are at $498, sir.
Almost halfway to that $1,000.
Yep, absolutely. And we have a couple of the talent that do their own, you know, raising and get out there and promotion and all of that particular stuff to get us to that. That goal. So just pay attention to the Facebook page and do what you can.
Well, you know what, Phoenix, I'll go ahead and say it here. We'll go ahead and camera guy's going to go ahead and say, I'm going to put some money in the next show. So I'm going to get us up to $600.
That would be phenomenal. That is more gratitude than what I can express, sir. That is very, very, very well. You're making me speechless, man. Not many people do that.
Well, like I said, it's very dear to all of our hearts in New Genesis Wrestling. So
very much so. Very much so. But on to, I do believe I had, did I have, Did I get a text from you saying that I was playing another game? You got me playing another game?
Yeah, of course we have to have you play a game.
I thought I did it once and I was done.
But we do it every show. We have to give away a prize every show.
And this is a prize that you helped inspire.
Exactly. I helped inspire?
Exactly.
Yes.
You're the one who made this.
You've made this prize possible.
Exactly.
If you remember,
I did.
You created the tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Hold on. I did not create that.
Well, you
the
created
FAM, TNT, and the Great Heathen Army created it. I'm just the one that signed off on it. There's a difference.
Okay. But we have 5 pieces signed by all
broken
the
table
of one of the tables used in that match.
Well, we're down to 3 now. We gave away 2.
We're down
pieces.
To 3 pieces.
Yeah, so after tonight we will have 2. So
okay.
So you have the chance to help out one of the NGW fans in getting this.
Oh, they're putting a lot of faith in me if they want a piece of that table, right. But I can try.
Last time you were on here, you were able to get it. So I have faith in you again. You're going to do good this time because, you know, we have not had one person not win shock therapy since we debuted the podcast. So not that much pressure on you.
Blessed be, let me not be the first one.
Yep. And tonight, Phoenix, you will be playing for Brendan Hunt.
Okay. I hope I do well. I hope I get him the table. So we shall see.
All right. So now, as you know, we like to play our silly little game, and I like to call it shock therapy.
Oh, I mean, I know some people that need shock therapy. I'm not one of them.
And as you know, everybody had all the games that we play, they have a theme as far as questions go. And you have been with New Genesis Wrestling since the beginning.
Yes, I have.
You've been the mistress of ceremony since day one. You have seen literally everything that has happened in New Genesis Wrestling.
Yes, I have.
And you have a mind like a steel trap.
Ooh, most days, yes.
So, the questions for you this evening all have to do with NGW firsts.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Again, inspired by this being from the first ever Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match in New Genesis Wrestling. And also,
okay.
The DLC match for the Great Heathen Army and the FAM. And TNT.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, seemed rather appropriate. Oh, all right. So, are you ready for your first question?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Your first question. Who was the first big name guest to appear at a New Genesis Wrestling show? Was it A, Buff Bagwell, who unveiled the heavyweight title belt? Was it B, Donde Estoy, where he met Herman here in a friendship that will last forever? Was it C, Tugboat Jones, a self-proclaimed wrestling legend with no record of ever actually wrestling? Or D, the masked chiropractor, who offered spine adjustments mid-match?
Okay, so this is not my answer. However, Donde was a whole issue. But... the first big name, he's yours. The first big name guest to appear was A, Buff Bagwell.
A, Buff Bagwell, and...
Yep.
You are correct. Buff Bagwell unveiled the NGW heavyweight title belt at the first ever New Genesis Wrestling show.
Yep. Yep, I remember it. He was... He's a great talent, great guy. So, yeah.
He's an absolute legend in the industry as well.
Yes, he is.
All right. 1 down, 2 to go. You just have to get one more right
in
that nine piece of the table.
I'm trying.
And your next question. what was the first ever match in New Genesis Wrestling history? Was it a hot dog eating contest that turned into a real fight over the tickets? B, Sid Holland versus Kurt Alexander. C, a 3-on-1 match where the one didn't know it was a match. Or was it D, two interns slapping each other with rolled up event flyers until someone tapped out?
Okay, it was not a match, but D did happen. It happened. Yes, that did happen that day. However, the first ever match was B, Holland versus Kurt Alexander.
All right, B, and you are correct. It was.
A also happened too, but that was after the show.
Yeah, see, I'd already left. I heard about it, but I'd already left.
Yeah. So, so they both did happen.
I mean, fair.
And I do believe that, you know, that kicked off Sid Holland's 2-year undefeated streak in New Genesis Wrestling.
I'd have to check my archives, but I believe so.
All right. So you have two down. You have won that signed piece of the table from the TLC match for Brendan Hunt. But you still have one question to go. See if you can get a clean sweep. Are you okay? Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Your third question. What was the first ever women's match in New Genesis Wrestling history? Was it A, Maddie Monarch versus Ari Alexander? B, Princess Pancake versus Chainsaw Chelsea? C, Lady Lightning versus Auntie Elbow? Or D, Glitterbomb Gabby versus Brenda the Lunch Lady?
Oh my God.
I remember reffing a couple of these matches.
If you did, they were not on NGW territory, sir.
I don't remember where it was. I don't remember where I go. I think Donde took me at one of them.
That does not surprise me. Between Donde Herman and Brick Lesnar, they could take you wherever they wanted to.
Hey, I like Brick. But...
Goodness. I'm going to say A, Maddie Monarch and Ari Alexander.
And that is correct. It was Maddie Monarch versus Ari Alexander in the first ever New Genesis Wrestling women's match. And what a match that was.
I mean, yeah, that was a match. I mean, that's crazy that was our first ever women's match. I mean, the contenders in that match. And now to see where we're at in the women's division, it's awesome.
God, Dara is saying that you're pretty sure it was B, Scott.
Well, it probably was B or C. I don't remember.
And we've got Donde saying that Gabby and Lunch Lady was a good match.
See, I thought it was. I thought it was one of them, you know.
Well, if it was, it was after the whole show had ended. Again, I wasn't there.
No, this was at another show.
I mean, fair.
What a grieving moment.
Gotta be somewhere Donde drug you to. Has to be.
Everywhere I go, Donde drugs me. That's what happens when he's in charge of the map. We ended up anywhere in the United States.
Hey, Scott, here's a newsflash. Quit giving him a map and some keys, my dude.
Well, I know, but he always ends up in my car somehow.
Yeah. And goodness gracious.
To bring it back to wrestling, Kurt, for a cure for a second, we have another little update on another donation from Samantha Robert Edwards. Security will do 100 at the next show as well. So that's going to bring us up to $700 for wrestling for a cure.
So we're almost there.
We're almost to the year $1,000 goal.
And we're not even, I mean, yeah.
It is very rare that people make me speechless. And all I can say is thank you very much. This is why this is a great company to be a CEO of. Love it. Thank you very much.
It's a great, wonderful cause.
I have a feeling that you may have to set a new goal after Battle Lines.
Well, I tell you what, I
that
will.
Would be a good thing. A stress.
I was gonna say that would be a fantastic thing. However, I will keep you guys updated, and you know, if I have to send an email and you guys announce it, then so be it. We'll see what happens.
Something you should probably bring up with the booking committee and the rest of the council. Would be if we hit your $1,000 goal, maybe some sort of a surprise for the fans.
Oh, absolutely. I could do that. I'm sure my booking team and my council can figure something out. Absolutely.
Oh, Bram wants to know if you could sign his part of the table that you won for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll be signed before Battle Lines even start. I'll do it as soon as I get there.
Now, Dardar wants to know, speaking of Donde, hey, Phoenix, does Donde get on your nerves with all the stupid stuff he does?
No, because I think Donde has a very good heart and he does everything with the best of intentions. However, he just doesn't process things how we do. He just doesn't. And you just have to accept it. You have to learn it and you just have to deal with it.
Hey, Donde,
I am being nice, Donde. I am being nice. You have helped me many times during matches and I'm always happy to have you out in the ring with me. I've only yelled at you once, and that was when you started emptying glitter bombs in the ring. Yeah. Shush.
But hey, I'm mad at some mayhem. Donde did make, I tried to tell him it was a dark match, but he told me that the lights were on, so it became a light match.
That's fair logic, though.
Yeah, it is.
That is fair logic.
So, he did make that match between Nobby Kai and Burt Candy, so, he does have that going for him. I guess he can do something right sometimes.
Donde says, not you, Miss Phoenix Quinny, saying that Dardar is not nice.
Oh, okay. Well, you can talk to Dardar next show.
Dardar's never nice as long as you're talking good about PYT, Dardar's nice. But minute you boo
Dardar's
them,
always nice to me.
Well.
So, Mr. Camera Guy.
Yes.
You had sent me a message earlier and you told me to think about it. And you told me to give you an answer. And you had asked me about the future of NGW, what I had in my head. And I told you once before that I refuse to tell what's going on in the future because the future can change. With one event, the future can change. However, I have a better answer for you, though. So go ahead and put up a breaking news thing, I guess. I'm getting use out of Halbert's money tonight.
Man, we blew the budget with this breaking news stuff tonight.
Yeah, my watch has been going off and it's been him wanting to know why I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm just not gonna answer. So my answer to you is I don't have any definite plans for the future. I look at what talent I have, what talent I'd like to bring in, what talent's interested. Some returning, some not, some, that are interested, they've never been there, some first timers, maybe more matchups in the future. But one person in particular had a message that he wanted me to share.
I bet you think you're something special now, don't you? Hey, Sid, you remember a guy like me? You want to fight again? Because I sure do. Because quite frankly, I didn't get enough. And I want some more. And I'm sure that you want some more too now, don't you, big man? You're gonna get your chance, all right. I'm coming back. And I'm gonna punch you right in your face. And you're gonna like it. And you're gonna punch me back in the face too. And I'm gonna like it too. But only one of us is gonna walk away victorious. And fat boy, it ain't you. Not this time. Why? Because I told you so.
Benny, oh boy, Gino.
Yeah.
So, I have to talk to my booking team and figure out what we want to do with that particular message. So, I guess you'll have to continue to watch and continue to see and watch podcasts for breaking news and come to the shows to figure out what my future plans are.
Oh, definitely yeah. sounds like he's calling out Sid Holland, and Sid versus Gino was one of the match of the year contenders for 2024.
Yes, he was.
And I mean, it left us with a lot of questions. I mean, with them, they're not finished. I can tell. Well, Gino obviously says he's not finished with Sid, and I think Sid is not finished with Gino. I mean, that match was phenomenal, and I don't know what this is going to lead to, but I cannot wait.
I don't know. If I don't feel like dealing with it, I guess I'll tell Hobbert that he has to deal with it. But, you know, it's going to end up back on my plate. So I'll have to see what the future holds.
Oh, all right. Well, I want to say thank you very much for joining us for this State of the NGW special podcast, Phoenix Quinn.
Anytime.
And, you know, I can't wait to see that NGW Women's Championship around somebody's waist.
Or, I guess the fans will have to show up and see, huh?
Yep.
Or, you know, if they prefer to hold championships like you do over there.
That's because it's heavy. It's heavy. The belts are heavy. I now know why, you know, champions wear them on their shoulders.
You know, with as heavy as the titles are, I don't know why we call them belts, because there's no way they'd hold up anybody's pants.
No. They're straight to the floor. Straight to the floor.
But thank you again for joining us tonight, Phoenix. And we will see you again in 2 weeks.
I'll be there, right in the middle of the ring. Mwah.
Yep. Well, oh, Scott.
Yeah. Donde did hold belt. Yes, Donde brought the belt. He actually did his job this time and actually brought the actual real belt this time.
Well, I think what Donde is actually referring to is that Donde has been champion.
Well, yeah, that's so by if we're gonna if we're
he
gonna,
was tag oh. team champions with Sid.
Yeah, he was. I mean, you know, and we got to see a little bit of that last weekend with, you know, Sid didn't have a partner and Donde stepped up. You know, you see the friendship between Sid and Donde, you know, that was that was an interesting match.
Sorry, you've got Dart Arches trouncing on you.
Right oh now. Man, I know. Well, it's the Dart or Hate Show. Can we ban her from the show?
Oh, Donde says I'm wrong. That Donde was tag champions with Savage.
Yes, yeah, it was. You're thinking of last weekend when they challenged for the tag team titles.
Yes, that's right. They challenged for the tag team
he teamed with Sid to challenge for the IWA tag team titles, but they were not successful. But that's what you're thinking about.
Donde says he will be tag team champion with Sid. You know, Dardar, what was that hashtag that Dardar started?
Hashtag Scott's fault.
Yes. How's that going for you, Scott?
Well, hopefully good here in a little bit. You know, we're going to find out of battle lines. Let's see how many hashtag Scott's fault people we have, because merch. So buy it. Make me money. Yep.
Hashtag Scott's fault.
That's what I said. I'm gonna have stickers at battle lines for $1 a piece. Come up, buy one, put it on there. Say it's my fault. You know, I'm going to make money off you guys if you guys keep saying it's my fault. I mean, It's only my fault when PYT is involved, apparently.
But. Well, speaking of which, we did get another bit of video sent into the show that I think we should play here for you.
Oh, I bet you will play it for me. There's Playboy putting his hands on me and he gets what he deserved, but yet it's my fault.
I think the feeling is that the entire situation was Scott's fault.
It is what it is. You know, that's what happens when you become head official. You ain't getting Gardner nothing.
Saying that she better get some money that you make off that sticker.
I'm going to sell her a sticker. Idea. I'm going to sell her a sticker, but she's not getting no discount. Full price.
Dar says, Scott, that you had no right to touch Playboy. That's why it's your fault.
Hey, he put his hands on me first. I shoved him back, and that's what's going to happen. Any member of PYT that wants to step up and put their hands on an official, you're going to get the same result, or you're going to get ejected from ringside. Either way, I mean, you know, I don't care. I'm going to do what I have to do.
You've got Brandon on your side, though, saying that it's Freer's fault.
Exactly. You know, Dardar is the only one that says it's my fault, but or PYT. You know, if you ask PYT or Dardar, it's my fault, but, you know, it is what it is.
But I want to thank everybody for joining us again here this week for NGW High Voltage. And I also want to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And Scott, what a week, and we still have more to look forward to.
Exactly. I mean, tonight was just breaking news. I love when we have Phoenix. We need to have her on more, because every time we have her on, we always have, like,
it's always a delight when Phoenix.
Yeah, it is. It's way better than having Halbert on. Way better. Which he's been trying to come on the show, and I keep sending him the wrong link. So eventually he's going to figure it out, you know.
Keep it up.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
But it also, of course, you know, that other bit of breaking news is that, you know, once we get to Battle Lines, NGW's count for Wrestling for a Cure will be at $700.
Yep. So
that is just,
and that's we only just going to be amazing. We got a few months left, and I think we're going to surpass that goal that she set. I think we're going to do it at Battle Lines.
Yep. I mean, that's a challenge we need to issue to all the NGW fans, is let's meet and exceed Phoenix's goal of $1,000.
Let's go to 1,000. I mean, we only need 300. So, I mean, you know, if anybody can donate anything for Wrestling for Cure, that'd be great.
All right, says Scott, you count like 1, 2, pizza. Yup.
No, it's 1, 2, squirrel. Get it right.
But again, thank you everybody for joining us again this week. We will see you next week, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as Benny has pointed out, there's still two chances to win pieces of that signed table from the table.
So we got two more weeks, and then after that, it's over. We don't have no more. There's only 5 pieces of the table, and we already gave away 3 pieces. So when they're gone, they're gone. So you only got this next week and the week after next to win that piece of table.
All right, but thank you again, everybody, and we will see you next week.